Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Velocity Athletic Training Radio, created by Layla Helena Smolak, your number one personal trainer with 35 years experience in areas of consulting, management, corporate wellness, and training clients from all walks of life. Here's your host, Layla Helena Smolak.
Welcome, fans and followers, to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. I'm your host, Layla Smolak, and I'm coming to you live from Blaine, Washington, USA. It's a gorgeous little town, just close to the Canadian border. It's beautiful here. It's a beautiful sunny day. Velocity Athletic Training Radio is on YouTube, iTunes, iHeart, Google Play, and Spreaker. Now, if you've gone to the YouTube channel, you'll notice that I have this one little subscriber, and because I've made changes to the channel, I think I did something wrong. All my subscribers disappeared. Maybe I deleted them by accident, but there was over 5,000 subscribers, so we'll get everybody back on track on the channel. Now, if you're interested at all in advertising your products and services on Velocity Athletic Training Radio, by all means, contact me at iwin, at velocityathletictraining.com. Your products, your company, your services will be promoted on all my social media platforms, as well as on this show. Every show that I create, I will promote your company. As well, I have created and founded womensporttalk.com. It is a social media platform, so by all means, join us there. We've set up some very strict guidelines to follow, and the whole thing about social media, especially with my platform, we do not want, politics and drama. So if that starts to happen, unfortunately, I do control the platform. I do boot people out. So the whole purpose is to, meet other athletes, talk about fitness, athleticism, sports, whichever you're into, and sort of support one another in a very positive and meaningful way. All right, today's episode, the cardiovascular system and cardiorespiratory training. Now, before I get into this topic, I'm going to delve into the statistics from the American Heart Association as well as the Canadian Heart Association. Now, when I do this type of research, I do my best to find the most up-to-date stats, and because, we are in 2020, it's very difficult to get that type of information. So let's begin with United States. Got a couple of interesting stats here. Cardiovascular diseases claim more lives each year than all forms of cancer and chronic lower respiratory disease combined. Okay, so with today's forecast out there, they say that if you have any underlying heart conditions or respiratory diseases, it's very important that you go, talk to your doctor. Another interesting stat here, between 2013 and 2016, 121.5 million American adults had some form of cardiovascular disease. Okay, between 2014 and 2015, we're going to look at numbers here in terms of money, direct and indirect costs deaths of total cardiovascular diseases and stroke were $351.3 billion. Wow, that's high. And costs, direct costs, $213.8 billion in direct costs and $137.5 billion in lost productivity and mortality. Okay, so, you know, there's something to say about that. Let's move on to coronary heart disease, CHD, short term. This is interesting. We have the average age at the first heart attack was 65 years old for males and 72 years for females. Approximately every 40 seconds, an American will have a heart attack. Okay, that's interesting. Let's move on to stroke. It says here, someone in the U.S. has a stroke every 40 seconds on average. And then it goes on to say, on average in 2016, okay, so this is, 2016, someone died of stroke every 3 minutes and 35 seconds. All right. So that is U.S. stats. Let's move on to Canada. Canada's quite interesting with what the information they collect. It differs in the sense that in Canada, the number one cause of premature death for women is heart disease and stroke. 59% of women's deaths are from strokes, and two-thirds of research on heart disease and stroke focuses on men. Okay, so guys, you know, being a trainer with 35 years experience, we trainers always have to stay abreast on what's happening with these various diseases that are out there. And it is a common knowledge that, yes, men are more stressed out than women. But according to Canada, it seems to be the opposite. I think with those stats, and it's good to shed light on this because the hormonal system changes, and I think these stats really reflect menopausal. It sort of has that connection. Either way, this is good information to know and to, you know, realize that you need to take care of the cardiovascular system, your respiratory system as well. They work in tandem. So let's move on to the cardiovascular system and cardiorespiratory training. So the cardiovascular system works in tandem with the respiratory system. The cardiovascular system, during high intensity or even low intensity training, the heart muscle, what happens is the heart muscle will expand and it becomes a much stronger muscle in order to deliver a high cardiac output to working muscles. Okay, so what happens at the same time as well, our stroke volume, which is the amount of blood being pumped per cardiac, is increased as well. So there's a lot more happening than what I'm explaining, but that would take a 30-minute show. I've only got 15 minutes today. I can go into descriptive detail about the left and right ventricle and the more mechanical operation of the heart itself, but again, that would take 30 minutes, maybe even more. That's a workshop in itself. All right, so having said all this, what type of workouts, cardiorespiratory workouts, can one do? Now, we've been hit with the COVID-19, and I hope that everybody out there is safe and healthy and strong. You know, going to the gym is not like what it used to be, so we need to make changes to our lifestyle in order to keep the heart and lungs pumping strong. So, for example, you know, I've got my spin bike here, you know, a skipping rope, I've got a step, I've got weights. So you can set this all up at home or practice safety. You may go outside for a run, light jog, brisk walk, leisure walk. There's so much you can do out there. I can get into measuring heart rate and all that lovely stuff, but again, 15 minutes, I got to sort of pack in what the main subject is here. Now, other things that are happening with Velocity Athletic Training, the social media platform, please visit that, join in. It's free, doesn't cost you anything. www.womensporttalk.com and register on there. It's a platform that is, you know, safe. I've really made sure of that. There's all this technical jargon. It's got a very strong firewall on there, so don't worry about sharing your information. It's kept quite safe. And what else is happening? Oh, yes. We are working on a brand new show. It's going to be live. I mean, this is live too, but I mean, I'm going to be in front of a camera. So, and it's going to be geared more towards nutrition. And as time goes on, I will update and let you know what's happening. We're setting up the studio for that. And that's about it. My next show, my topic is going to be geared towards natural health. So that's a good topic to delve into, look at, talk about. I want to get a naturopathic doctor on board to discuss that. So that hopefully will be the next episode. Until then, have a great day. Be safe out there. And I am now over, and I am out.
Thank you for tuning in to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. Follow, like, and subscribe. Visit Layla at www.velocityathletictraining.com. Get up, move, unleash your inner athlete, be it, live it.